Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? It's finally happened. The Department of Justice, through the FBI, raided, for lack of a better word, Mar-a-Lago, Trump's estate in Palm Springs, Florida. Palm Beach, one of those, whatever. And they found 12 more boxes of classified documents that should have been transferred to the National Archives when Trump left the White House. And that's Trump for you. Has no respect for anything or anybody. No respect for his office, no respect for his country, no respect for any human being, not even his own family. But anyway, and among those documents were top secret classified stuff dealing with nuclear weapons. What private, Trump is now a private citizen, he's not president anymore. Now what the hell, private citizen goes around with top nuclear secrets? What was he going to do with them? I have a feeling he would have passed them on to the Russian intelligence agencies, the same ones that he benefited from when he was running for president in 2016. The ones that come with the PP tape in Moscow. This man can't be trusted. This guy can't be trusted with state secrets. The Israelis knew that. That's why they didn't pass on information to him. And now the Trump fan base is getting all hysterical, demanding blood, demanding war. I mean, it was, and it's all on their social media sites, all on their networks saying civil war starts now, stuff like that. And they're armed, and they're dangerous, and they're crazy. And we can't take that. The same talk that led to January 6th. We don't want a repeat of that. Or worse. And what does the Republican congressional leadership do? They go along with the faux indignation at the Justice Department, at the White House, at the law and order that was put upon the former president. Oh yeah. These top Republican officials could have said to their people, no, slow down, calm down, no violence. No, they just went along with the faux indignation, the rabid rage of the base. Trump's people. Yep, that's the Republican base now. The MAGAs, the racists, the fat neo-fascists, the theocrats. That's them. And now, the Republicans, from Marjorie Taylor Greene on and up, are talking about defunding the FBI. You remember, back in 2020, with all the police violence against unarmed black men, and they had that unfortunate slogan, defund the police. That wasn't a good slogan. I mean, hold the police accountable to the community. Certainly. More community-based facilities like libraries and rec centers and pools. Sure, of course. But that became interpreted as prevent the police from doing their legitimate, genuine jobs. And now, the same Republican faction that saw support your local police, law and order, back to blue, Blue Lives Matter. Now they're attacking the FBI, the country's ultimate law enforcement agency. Excuse me. How things change around when when Republicans and their establishment have to face law and order. How these Republican right-wingers are all about discipline and morality, but when it's their own people getting being put under the microscope, being put under scrutiny, put under arrest, it's, oh, give them a break, don't be too rough on them, all that bullshit. We are going to stand up to these guys. We have no choice but to do so. You've seen the Republican base, how they're willing to go to any violent lengths to get their way. They refuse to accept any electoral defeat. They think that the only legitimate elections are the ones they win. And it's like we progressives and working class people are usurpers, that we don't belong on the throne. We don't belong in office. That's what we're up against. And Republican leadership is playing along with this. We can't have that. So we have to go out in droves of droves, to vote. I know I'm going to do my bit to, as a committee person, to encourage people to vote, like I'm doing now, like I'm doing in my day-to-day work. And I'm going to be on my division's election board, helping people sign in so they can vote. And I urge you to get out in droves of droves and vote. Vote by mail, vote online, vote in person, but vote. And we keep defeating them in a ballot box. We'll help beat back the fascist threat. It's the same situation. Sometimes I think it's the same situation that we're that this country faced in 1860, just before the Civil War. I've been rereading portions of Bruce Catton's Centennial History of the Civil War. And I do have my questions about it, but well, it was all this buildup towards the war that the Southern men kept talking about seceding from the Union if they didn't get their way. They kept demanding that they have their way every time in dealing with slavery. To cave into them every time on the slavery issue. The two presidents that came before Lincoln, Franklin Pierce and James Buchanan, could be called doughfaces, or what they call doughfaces. So, Northern men who thought that by giving in to the Southern men, they'll preserve the Union. In fact, Pierce's own Secretary of War was D. Jefferson Davis. Yep, that guy. And here's another fun fact. Just before he got inaugurated as president in 1857, James Buchanan was informed of Chief Justice Roger Taney's decision, the Dred Scott case. And then Taney gave his judgment that black people were property and they have no rights that a white person can respect. And before Taney came up with that decision, Buchanan said, "Whatever the Supreme Court decides, let's all happily accept it," knowing full well what the decision was going to be. It didn't work out that way. And the Southern men kept demanding and demanding. And after Lincoln got elected president in 1860, instead of waiting to see what he'll do next, South Carolina went ahead, organized a convention to declare its ordinance of secession. And over the next months, other southern states followed suit. They realized that they couldn't have their way all the time in the Union, so they decided to get out of the Union. It didn't work out. Hundreds of thousands of young men died. Either to preserve the Union or to preserve an antiquated system of chattel slavery, which degraded people, some as slaves, some as slave masters. And by that, the nation was degraded. I say we nip it in the bud. I say we let the MAGAs and Republican base heads know that we won't be pushed around. We'll stand up for ourselves. We'll hit the ballot boxes, we'll hit the books, we'll hit the streets, and we'll stand up for ourselves. Okay. Now, I have advertisements. Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you will find some of the finest CBD-infused products. Flour and gummies and candies and drinks and teas and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And I now talk up my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is just fabulous in helping you develop your professional career and business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small entrepreneurs and professionals. Look her up, please. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay, we got our work cut out for us. We can do it. We stood up to them before, and we have a history to back us up. We can do it. We've done it before. We'll keep on doing it. Thank you. As my peeps say, Shabbat Shalom. Bye.